Oh no!
An earful of music.
You are now listening
to the Earful. Cheers to those ears.
Turn the radio up.
The way I see it, if you're gonna build a time machine, why not do it with some style?
Disco, a very large, very lucrative new business of dance music. Maybe the biggest wave yet. More and more Americans are getting more and more into the disco scene.
Disco sweats.
Mister, your eyes are full of hesitation. She makes me wonder if you know what you're looking for. I wanna keep my reputation. I'm a sensation. You try me once, you'll beg for more.
Oh, yeah. Shit, that's right.
Tom, can you boogie?
I know I can boogie, and I know you can boogie too, and we do need a certain song, and only that certain song can be in the vein of Disco Sweats. Welcome to our most recent Backtracks episode, Disco Sweats, episode 27 of the Earful.
Yeah, it's time to dance.
Oh, man, dude, we haven't done one of these since, I believe it was 9. We did
the 90s.
We went to the 90s, and we decided to have fun and do another Backtracks episode. Basically, it's us picking a time or a genre we want to go and explore. And, of course, how apropos, Ty, that we decided to do disco. I know we are closet disco freaks.
I don't think we should call ourselves closet freaks anymore, man. We should let our disco freakiness shine, because it happens in the show regularly without a Backtracks. You're going to get a little disco here and there.
I agree. I do think that disco finds its way into a good portion of most of our playlists.
It happens.
Whether it be a new disco feel, whether it be even some old school disco funk. We do love that disco, and disco is just one of those musical forms that was just it shaped a time. It shaped a literal piece of history that people can look back on and just say, like, hey, you know, maybe I danced my ass off. I did some great drugs to that music, and it did come and go really quickly. But it's there forever to be sampled, and you find it everywhere, really. Disco just never really went away. Disco is still very prevalent. It's
still around. It's still happening.
It is.
I might have been conceived to disco. It's possible.
I agree, man. I feel like all of us at one point or time, our parents probably got a little freaky to some disco. I gotta say, dude.
More than likely.
But yeah, for all of you that don't know what The Earful is, we are a weekly music countdown show that Ty and I do. And we're part of the Ono Radio Show Network. And this is our fun little show that we do. I mean, Ty and I are big music freaks. We share music with each other on a daily basis. And we decided to kind of make a show out of it and pick some of our favorite tracks on a weekly basis and throw them down for y'all. And maybe you like them, maybe you hate them, maybe you share them, or maybe you say, you know, your taste is garbage. And
I would love to hear some of that, too. If you guys really hate what we're playing, please please don't be afraid to get in the Ono Radio Show group, the Earful, and talk shit. Because
yeah, talk
we'd love
shit.
To hear it.
Or praise us on our musical taste.
I mean, we'll take your praise. Fine.
Yeah, we'll take the praise. Or we'll handle it. But, yeah, and you can find all our past Earful episodes over at www.onoearful.com. All of our past 26 episodes that we've done in our first season, and now starting our second season. But yeah, top of the show, that is Yes Sir, I Can Boogie by Baccarat.
And that's, Baccarat!
It's off of a 1977 Baccarat album. But Ty, we got some great ones lined up, man. I was waiting to see what you would throw down. I mean,
it was really a tough pick for me, man. I second-guessed myself the whole time, but I went with some classic. I had to go with what made my hips wiggle.
I like that. I like that. That's a good barometer to use. But let's get right into this. Ty has the honor of having the first track. And, Ty, this was a really good choice, man. This is a favorite of mine. What'd you go with?
This here's Patrick Hernandez, and it's Born to Be Alive, of course. It's a 79 mix. I'm not sure when. I think that mix came out later than the original mix, but it's still great. And, yeah, he's a French singer. Worldwide hit with this song, 79.
All right, well, let's all get crazy and be glad to be born to be alive. Let's do it, man. Start this fucking backtracks off right. Born to be alive.
Ready?
Ready.
Born to be alive.
Ty, do you always do the low part? You have a very low voice. I feel like it works pretty well.
Born to be alive. You know, I could go deeper. For some reason, I imagine like a weird backdoor barbecue outside, you know, but everybody's like dancing like they're in a music video. I don't know why.
I like it, man. I mean, I wonder, disco kind of came out way prior to the MTV generation, so I don't think music videos were really that prevalent, but man, you would have had some banging disco
right.
music videos. I mean, all I can truly remember when it comes to that kind of era was the Saturday Night Fever. The Staying Alive had a kind of a quasi-music video, but get down on more of that Patrick Hernandez. It's it is some solid disco sweats.
All right. Oh, damn.
Coming up, another Patrick. My choice was Patrick Cowley. This is Do You Wanna Funk, featuring Sylvester. And this is off of his Ultimate Collection. It's a 1983 collection. But Patrick Joseph Cowley was an American disco and dance music composer. And besides Giorgio Moroder, who everybody knows, this guy is often credited as a pioneer of electronic dance.
Hell yeah.
So let them get funky sauce.
But yeah, I do want to funk.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, goddamn, I want to funk. Let's funk with Patrick Cowley.
Are you a disco dancer? Have you ever actually gone to the disco club with the light up fucking floor and gotten wild?
You know, I haven't. It's definitely like part of me. There's the guilty pleasure that would love to go to like a still legit in preservation disco tech, man. That would
I
be
need
the coolest
that fucking
thing,
Boogie
man.
Night scene. I need that scene in Boogie Nights in that club.
With just random background dancers joining you, you know, to make this really tight ensemble dance moves.
Almost like square dancing, but with the disco funk.
Yeah, and like disco just had such a unique form of dancing. It was very armsy and legs.
A lot of arms.
Arms and legs. And legs had to kind of flail.
You gotta flail that bit.
You gotta flail that. And you can flail that shit to Patrick Cowley. Ty,
good pick.
This next one, brother. Solid. I mean, solid, solid and classic. Who's this?
This is Change, and Change had a whole ton of fantastic disco. If you ever just go and listen to Best of Change, you'll hear ton of stuff you know or probably have heard a little bit. But this song, Hold Tight, off of Miracles, a 1981 album, is it's just one of those nice deep cuts that I thought fit really nice in the disco groove. It is, man.
This is a great one, man. You know your parents were throwing this shit on and playing this. This was just solid, man.
You know it happened.
So hold tight. Let change take us there. Hold tight. Baby.
Everybody gets the chance someday. All at once, at last, you think you've got it made. Not a word that anyone can say that can change the way you feel. 'Cause you know that love is real. You can choose with whom you fall in love. Anybody, any moment, anywhere. 'Cause no matter who you choose, there's a chance that you might lose. Gonna try, and that's the best that I can do.
Hold tight. Oh man, I'm flailing my arms right now. It's great. I can't really move my legs because I'm sitting down, but god damn, dude, good pick.
I like that you wrote in the notes, heavily influenced by legendary disco band Chic.
Chic, I love Chic
a lot. It was, you know, you don't want to go for the obvious ones every time you're doing a podcast like we do, but Chic was definitely there for me.
Yeah, I think Chic is one of those bands, like, especially when you're younger, like, they're going to play that kind of stuff. That's, like, very dance-friendly. You know, you go to, like, a middle school dance, and, like, you'd hear the music, and you'd like it, but you would never know who the artist was until you get a little older into the music. But, yeah, that's interesting, man. Very interesting. I got to get a little more into the change repertoire, but I know they did a lot. And, you know, actually, recently... I think it was Master of None, that Aziz Ansari show. They featured a few different change tracks on their new season. And some I had never heard of. And I was like, damn, they had quite a breadth of a discography. So I feel like you could dig really deep and find lots of great change tracks.
Yeah, those disco fucking friendly Italians too.
Those Italians love their disco. And... apparently, these are Italians as well. Actually, I'm sorry. This is the Frenchies liked their disco too. This is Belle Epoque. E P O Q U E. Very Frenchy.
Epoque.
Miss Broadway. This is off of Horse Meat Disco 3. It's a compilation album. They make a bunch of Horse Meat Discos. I think there's about four of them. If you can find them, they're awesome, and there's some really solid gems on there. But this is a female vocal trio based out of Paris, and sampled on this album, and it's just funky and disco-y and delicious. So this track is Miss Broadway. Hey, Miss Broadway.
Oh, hey.
I think that's just a track like this is a testament, as to some other tracks that have conjured their way onto this playlist of disco sweats, is that disco made its way all across the world. The influence did not stop. The fad did not stop in the United States. It just went everywhere. So there's like iterations of disco in different pockets, which I think is badass. You mentioned Italian, French. I'm sure there's world music that's heavily influenced by disco. It just took over the freaking world, man.
It's just nicely peppered in.
Nicely peppered in, exactly. With their own kind of little flair of influence in there. All right, Ty. Really, really awesome choice. And I mean, the question is, are these guys named after the magazine or what?
I don't think so, but I can't really, I'm not sure how the hell GQ got their name. I'm not positive.
Great track, Ty.
This track, Lies, off 2, 1980. It's been sampled in a few great tracks that I know you all have heard before, but this is The Ridge from the Bronx.
Oh yeah, baby.
And GQ, yeah, they're disco, R&B, and the membership, they started playing under different group names in 68, but GQ was in full form by 1980.
Well, GQ is fucking delicious, man. And this track, of course, is a great track. And yeah, get up and dance your ass off. GQ Lies.
I remember some early 90s parties dancing to this.
Yeah. It's a good jam, dude. And that hook, the guy's voice is great. And it's such a good hook.
Sorry about that.
It's all good. We got to get to a point where we can take live callers on the earful. We're not there yet. Technologically, we're a touch behind. This was a huge task for us to even figure out how to do this. But hold your roll, people. You'll get your chance. GQ. Get
GQ
it.
GQ Lies.
All right.
Man.
Well, this next one was an interesting find. This is the Disco Dub Band, and this is a cover of the OJ's For the Love of Money, which is a fantastic track. And this is off of Late Night Tales, and this is the Late Night Tales with Franz Ferdinand. It's a 1997 album. A quick plug, Late Night Tales is freaking awesome, man. It's a great compilation. There's a ton of them. You can kind of get lost in them. And basically, at each group that does one of them, they just go and they pick a selection of tracks for you to listen to.
The Late Night Tales are great repertoire.
Yeah, and this disco dub band I never heard of, but it's pretty jamming. And For the Love of Money is a great track. So let us tribute to the OJs. Let's get it. Ugh. Missing that hell sweet, yes. OJ vocals in there, though.
Man, I love the OJs, and they almost made this list for me, so I'm glad something popped up.
Yeah, exactly. I think they were kind of on the tip of my tongue as well. Like we said, we had a tough time really kind of getting 12 on this episode, because there's so many great, you know, quintessential disco tracks. But we are at the sixth halfway point of our show, and what we always tell people here on The Earful is we have a really good time finding these tracks, giving you some samples of these tracks, and hopefully turning you on to some new music. But what we tell everybody that listens to the show is to make sure you go out and you discover these bands for yourself, and go find some of their music on iTunes, on Spotify. Go to a record store, dig through an old crate of vinyl, and pluck out a $2 LP. You know, whatever you can do to give back to the musical community, we are a big component of that. We want to say, hey, you should give back, because it just helps for new stuff to get created, and it just helps the music get made. Isn't that right, buddy?
It's completely right. And I know me and Tom agree that, you know, it's not exactly easy sometimes to find great music. You have to do a little digging. You have to look just a little bit. But it's completely worth it, because people are still making fantastic music today, and there's plenty of music, I guarantee, that you don't know about that was made already. You just have to look
Amen.
A little bit.
That's right. Just look a little bit, get down on it, and, you know, share it. And that's what we're trying to do also, as we've now almost coming up on a year of doing this show. We're all about giving people new music, and we're about asking for new music. It's about creating communities of sharing music. And honestly, that's what makes it so goddamn great, is that there might be somebody out there, a group, a band you've never even heard of. And that's a great feeling, is to stumble on something new that maybe you would have loved if you found it earlier.
But
that's the mystique.
What is this? Yes. Give it to me.
Give it. All right. Well, let's continue on the countdown here on Earful 27 Disco Sweats. Ty's up. Ty, what do you got?
Yeah.
What do you got, brother?
Dude, listen to that bass.
Sexy, dude. Ooh. Oh.
Right now, you're getting some Norman Connors. And this track is Once I've Been There off Romantic Journey.
Yikes.
It's a 77 album, and yeah, he's a jazz drummer, composer, arranger, producer. He's really been involved in a lot of delicious music.
Wow.
But his voice, too, is...
Super delish, man. Let's get delicious with Norman Connors.
I've been there, Norman.
Voice makes it. I mean the instrumental was fucking tight, but you add that voice, what a disco sandwich. It's fucking great, dude. Ooh, that's
delicious.
That's some saucy sandwich. Disco right there, friend. God damn. Oh, he goes higher.
He's got that register.
Well, that's some delicious disco funkiness. All right, Ty. That's good, brother.
Ooh.
All right, moving on. This is kind of a newer take on disco. This is Venture X, Turn It Up off Discotech. It's a 2015 album, but Venture X is an American electronic music producer, and he likes stirring up some of those delicious disco crates. So this is Turn It Up, and I will turn it up to Venture X. Need that light up fucking dance floor, man. You're right. It just makes it.
Oh, makes man. Sense to me. This is out of Chicago.
Yes, it is out of Chicago. Is Chicago down on that new disco house scene?
The house scene, for sure.
The house scene. In my disco house. All right. Sexy, sexy. Moving on. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Ty. Get it. Who this be?
Tom, this is Vinny Who. Song is The Wiggle, I'll Face Your Fear,
okay.
2013. Did you give this to me or not?
No, dude, I can't vouch for Vinny Who.
Okay. I'll say this, I love Vinny Who, and I've been jamming this album for a good, probably 4 years,
okay.
Something like that.
All right, yeah, I like
maybe
it.
Maybe right when it came out, yeah. This dude... who has got quite the androgynous voice, is Niels Bagge Hansen, better known as the stage name Vinny Who. Yeah, he's a Danish indie pop disco guy.
Wow.
He's only got a couple albums, but they're both really delicious, but also both really different. The newer album is more of a folky take on things. But
Vinny freaking Who.
This is disco.
All right, let's let him give us The Wiggle.
Wiggle it.
Wiggle it. really got it. He's really got. Yeah, you got to, man. That's awesome, dude. Yeah, he's really got it down, man. Like you said, it's a little androgynous in the voice, but everything in the background, the build up, dude, that's solid, man. And that's a fairly that's a fairly newer album, 2013.
I actually thought it was a girl for a while.
Wow. Okay, Vinny Who. Who dat? That Vinny Who.
Vinny Who.
Okay, moving on. Track number 10. Our buddy James Murphy from LCD Sound System. And his buddy Pat Mahoney. This is off of a Fabric Live compilation. Just like Late Night Tales, Fabric Live is a really great compilation that's put out monthly. They've been doing this for years, since like 2003 or 4. This is off Fabric Live 36, 2007 album. And this is I Need You Tonight. The original is by Punk Machine. And it's very disco poppy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for picking this.
I just love this song. So yeah. Let's get it.
Get it. Get it.
You know, it's really interesting because those particular collections, the Fabric Lives, this was just a little thing. I was kind of researching the tracks on the album, and this person had written about it. Punk Machine's I Need You Tonight is another typical example, played at many a flat these days, is a bona fide early 80s disco pop hit when it was actually quite obscure until James Murphy unearthed it on Fabric Live Mix in 2007. A little feel-good gem. And that's kind of the best thing about some of these compilations is it allows these other artists to go back and literally pick up something that was maybe so obscure that now people can hear again and be like, that's a fucking awesome jam. That just got lost on some album somewhere in some time, you know? So it's like it is a time machine unto itself.
Fabric Lives are so... If you people out there don't know about Fabric Live, there's a mix by one of your favorite artists out there, and you should check it out.
Easily. That's pretty easy to say that Fabric Live has such a breadth of different artists that come and do it. And yeah, I would say hit that up, and definitely some Late Night Tales, some really good compilation albums. Moving on, Ty, this was glad to see my favorite girl making the countdown here. And she has her rightful place here on the countdown.
She really does. Shaka needs to be acknowledged in our disco canon.
Yes, she does.
And this is Clouds. And it was, I think it was a Larry Levin remix. And Larry Levin was also a great disco R&B DJ that put out lots of great, great, great renditions of these tracks.
Very, very sexy. And so is Miss Shaka. All right, Clouds. Take us to the clouds, Shaka. Your delicious disco decadence. Oh. The forecast calls for disco. God damn.
We couldn't play It's Raining Men. That would be a bad move, but it's going to rain.
And you know that's one that a lot of people like relate to. Like a lot of people think, you know, that's a disco go-to for sure. And there are lots of disco go-tos that, you know, Ty had said it earlier. I think we strive to try to stay outside of that perimeter a lot of times when we do the earful. So there might be the song that's the perfect fit, but we try to find stuff that maybe not everybody's heard of.
Hopefully.
And hopefully you've enjoyed our countdown of Disco Sweats, which brings us to our last track. Track number 12 is me. This is Kid Creole and the Coconuts. It's a 1982 jam called Annie. This is off of Mutant Disco Volume 1, which is another great compilation of very weird disco songs. But yeah, Kid Creole is weird. They got this kind of Latin American, South American, Caribbean thing going on. and then they kind of crammed it together with some kind of a poppy disco feel. But this will be our 12th and final track on Disco Sweats. So get up and dance the Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
Crazy, get up and dance.
Crazy as a coconut. See, even the islands got funky with disco,
right,
man. You know, you just couldn't. There wasn't a place disco didn't reach, man.
I know about Kid Creole, but never heard this rendition of Creole and the Coconuts.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I did see they had one or two albums. I didn't go too deep into the Kid Creole discography, but they're out there for you to find. But that's it, peoples. That's our 12-track salute to the disco greatness of that time period and beyond. And as we typically
do, some disco sweats.
We gotta do a disco jam worthy segment. Let's get the My Jams on.
That's my jam.
That's my jam. That's my jam. Well, that's my jam is a segment we like to do here on the Earful, where typically we pick a song that's thematical or a track that would be thematical, and we talk about it and how apropos that we are doing our disco episode. And we're going to talk about a very important disco album that came out in that time, which was the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. I mean, nobody can
in the middle of pop culture.
There
right
you go.
There.
Nobody could ever put it past it that this 1977 film starring Mr. John Travolta was a huge hit here in the United States. It was a 15-time platinum winner. And it sold 15 million albums, man. I mean, even for back in that time, that is a ridiculous amount of albums to sell. It was on the charts, I think, for 24 straight weeks, which back then was probably the amount of time that disco was popular.
Yeah.
But it was a hit, man. I mean, it is one of those albums that you can kind of find in anybody's, you know, I remember my parents had the album. I mean, you could probably go out into any record store and find it. I do have it. I do. Actually, I could say that even this weekend, I cleaned it off and I threw it on and played it just in total celebration of this episode coming up.
Oh, yes.
And I think it still lives up, man. There are some really great tracks. And that's what Ty and I were put to task to pick our favorite Saturday Night Fever soundtrack track. Me, man, I'm a sucker for fucking Night Fever, man. And obviously the Bee Gees are all over, they're featured on that album. I think they do 4 or 5 tracks total. But yeah man, Night Fever is just like, it's that like kind of subtle sleeper hit. And yeah, man, I just always dug it, man.
You mean Jive Talkin'?
You know, I wrote the wrong one down. It's actually Night Fever, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I dig me some Night Fever. But Jive Talkin's great too. And there you go. That's kind of that's the toss-up, man. It's like, which one's your favorite, you know? Out of all five of the... I mean, I kind of veer away from Stayin' Alive. I think Stayin' Alive...
It's great.
It's great. It's just overplayed. It's just overplayed. But, yeah, Night Fever, man. Little Night Fever. Oh, we'll let them do their high-pitched shit here. Here, sing it for us,
boys. Think of the Gibbs.
That goddamn high register. Those motherfuckers.
Classic.
Those motherfuckers, man. They could harmonize even way up there. Balls in their throats.
All the Gibbs.
I liked your choice, Ty. I think this was probably a very close... a second for me as a fave on this album. This is a great track, man. Great track.
I also love this album. Love it. But I also love Beethoven a lot, and this is a fifth of Beethoven.
Oof, it's great. What a rendition.
Man, yeah, it's such a good disco jam.
And by Walter Murphy. I'm not really sure too much about Walter Murphy, but what a cool fucking... way to spice up an old classic by giving it some disco sauce.
It might be some homework for me, Walter Murphy.
Yeah, I might have to dig. Oof. Beethoven never sounded so funky, though. Listen to this shit. Ah. And then they do that little breakdown where the clap gets all crazy on here. Here it comes. Ah.
Bring it to me, clap.
Give it to me, clap. Where's that clap solo? And now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a keyboard player, I mean, you would die to get thrown a solo like this. You're like, yeah, just take it home, baby. Take it home. Super goodness, my friend. Well, I'm super pleased with all of these tracks. This was a fun little trip back in time on a very successful Backtracks episode, friend.
Disco Sweats, high five.
Disco Sweats. But yeah, you know, you guys should go back. Listeners, go back and just get down on some disco. I mean, there is, whether it's new disco, whether it's old disco, there is disco prevalent stuff everywhere. You just gotta kind of flip over some rocks, maybe take some of the track direction we gave you and just go digging, man, because it'll get you moving. It's just great to throw on in the car. You're sitting around, you want to get pepped up. Disco will do it for you. Yeah. 100%.
And a splash in the pond will turn into a big wave.
That's a perfect way to put it. And we hope you have liked this episode, and we encourage you to go back and listen to all our past episodes over at www.ohnoearful.com. We also throw up all of our playlists for each one of our episodes on our Spotify channel, and that's Oh No Radio Show. You can search for us there. There's over 26 different playlists. There's a ton of music. I can't even stress hundreds and hundreds of tracks to just go stream and get completely lost and caught up in. And we're going to continue to keep doing this. And you should check out all of our other shows. Ohno Radio Show is an every Thursday night thing. That's 8:30 p.m. over at Mixler.com/Ohno Radio Show. And there's a whole bunch of episodes for you to listen to there as well. And yeah, man, what do you think, Ty?
Yeah.
What are you feeling anything particular to go out on?
Oh, that's a tough call.
So much disco.
Man, I kind of want to hear James Murphy again. I really do, but
Mr. Murph. Okay, we can do Murph. Well, we'll go out to Need You Tonight. And again, thank you for tuning in to this episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. We'll do some more of these backtracks. We try to do one at least. We've done now, each season's had one, but maybe we'll find some more to do. If you think we should go to a particular time and listen to that music, you should tell us. Get on over to Facebook to Oh No Earful and start talking on there. But thank you so much for listening. I am Tom.
I am Ty.
Cheers to those ears, people. Thank you for listening.
Cheers.
Put on those bell bottoms. Dance your asses off.
The music.